This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. CDS Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar received a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that India has resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Congress is trying to weaken the country through such posts in this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Bhatia alleged that Congress is giving message to Pakistan that it is with Islamabad.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री जो चट्टान है सुरक्षा की भारत के लिए हर नागरिक के लिए उस चट्टान को तोड़ने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं कांग्रेसी आज और बड़ी जिम्मेदारी से मैं कहता हूं राहुल गांधी के कहने पे ऐसे पोस्ट किए जाते हैं जो पूरे देश को शर्मसार तो करते ही हैं लेकिन पीड़ा देते हैं.
Congress had shared an image on its social media handle attacking the Prime Minister. Later, the Congress removed the controversial post from its social media handle. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has announced 50 lakh rupees financial assistance for families of victims from the state in the Pahalgam terror attack. At a cabinet meeting in Mumbai, the government also assured educational and job support for victims' families, including a government job for Asavari Jagdale, daughter of Santosh Jagdale, who died in the attack. In a landmark move, the Maharashtra government has revised the monetary compensation paid to destitute individuals housed in state-run beggars' homes. This decision has been taken for the first time in nearly half a century. The Char Dham Yatra will begin today in Uttarakhand with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri Dham in the Uttarkashi district. After 6 months of winter residence in Mukba village, the palanquin of Goddess Ganga was sent off for Gangotri Dham yesterday. Tirth Purohit Rajesh Semwal said that today the palanquin journey will proceed from Bhairav Ghati to Gangotri, where the temple gates will be opened at 10:30 a.m. with traditional prayers and Vedic chants. On the other hand, the palanquin of Ma Yamuna will depart from her winter abode in Kharsali this morning for Yamunotri Dham, where the temple gates will be opened at 11:55 a.m. for devotees. The portals of Kedarnath Dham will open on Friday and the gates of Badrinath Dham will open on Sunday. Akashvani will broadcast the opening of the Char Dham Yatra 2025 live. The live broadcast of opening of portals of Gangotri Dham will be available today from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, while live broadcast of opening of Yamunotri Dham's portals will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha, Assam and Meghalaya today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Telangana, North Interior Karnataka, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Sikkim are likely to experience thunderstorms and gusty winds during the next 2 to 3 days. Cricket has been retained for Asian Games 2026, while mixed martial arts is set to make its debut at the continental meet. The Asian Games 2026 are scheduled to be held in the Aichi and Nagoya prefectures of Japan from September 19 to October 4 next year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.